Hello, welcome to Hotels 101, a podcast that focuses on the lives of those who live and breathe the hospitality industry every day. My name is Rob Hayes. I'm the president and CEO of Ashford Hospitality Trust, a hotel ownership company that owns hotels all across the U.S. And we're here for episode number 12, a Fat Tuesday episode. You can see these beads on me that were given to me by my guest today, Haley Payne, who's head of commercial at Pure Wellness. So welcome, Haley.
Thank you.
Happy What was the inspiration for this, Mike?
Well, I'm from New Orleans. It's Fat Tuesday. Everybody should be happy. It should be a national holiday. But if it's not, then we celebrate at work.
That's great. Well, this is, so we are going to be wearing these beads throughout the episode.
All right.
So, all right. Well, you mentioned a little bit about you're from Louisiana. So tell us a little bit about your background. We'll get into Pure Wellness here in a second. But who are you?
Okay. I am a hotel brat. I started out in hotels when I was 6 years old. My mom was a GM, and so free labor. She allowed me to roll silverware and bus tables for many, many years.
This is in New Orleans?
This was actually in Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
And then in New Orleans also. But as I got a little older and I could stay up later, before there were computers and PMS systems, we had NCR machines at the front desk, and I learned how to put a folio in and, you know, literally type in room and tax and have it on the folio. So that's what I got to do on Friday and Saturday nights.
Now, and you said your mom was, what role she had?
She was a GM.
And was it with any of the brands or just independent hotels?
It was a franchise, but she was with Hilton in Memphis.
So. Gotcha.
But it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, I had no aspiration to stay in hospitality because that was a lot of work and I didn't get paid for it. But as you work in hospital, you know, I had summer jobs and holiday jobs and all that in hotels. And then it just kind of gets in your blood. And so I became a GM, and I loved it because I moved around everywhere. I got to live in 26 states in like 20 years. And so that was a lot of fun.
It's a lot of moving.
I know. It was a lot of moving. Met a lot of people. Still have a lot of good friends in different states. So I very much enjoyed that. But I was at a franchise property in Fort Lauderdale, and we had Pure rooms, and my hotel sold, and Pure said, hey, we don't have anybody that understands hotel, that knows hotel lingo. Would you be interested in coming over and helping us with that?
And so tell us about Pure Wellness.
Okay, so 17 years ago, I moved over. I jumped from a hotelier to a vendor, which is something that, you know, does anybody really want to do that? But I did, and I've loved it. And Pure really started out kind of as a program where it was a haven for allergy and asthma sufferers. What's going on in the room is we're removing irritants that trigger respiratory challenges. Yeast, fungus, mold, spores, bacteria, viruses, things like that. And then we put processes in place to keep the room performing the way it's supposed to. So how we have evolved over time is we have made this seven-step process that we put the room through that is more than just for allergy and asthma sufferers. It's really a room where the bedding is hypoallergenic, the shower water is filtered, the way we clean and sanitize the air handler, it makes for much better air quality. And then we shield the surfaces to stop bacteria and virus growth on the surfaces. And then, of course, our air purification uses technology that also captures and kills bacteria and viruses. So everybody can benefit from that because you can, you know, your body is not having to fight off what it's not used to breathing, and you can lay down and your body can get in a resting state and you can fall asleep and stay asleep and wake up and feel very refreshed.
Gotcha.
So it makes us really a company that provides a premium room program. The hotel can create, you know, a room type and charge a premium for this room. And then it also creates an enhanced wellness experience for the guests.
So tell me, how does it fit? I mean, you're right. There's kind of one aspect where maybe it began was let's have kind of an allergy, a room that someone that suffers from allergies can go to. But it clearly now plays, I guess it's consistent with a broader theme of
sure.
wellness that's completely changed our industry over the past 10 years or so, or 15 years. So explain to me, like, how does it fit within maybe this broader trend of wellness in the hospitality space?
Well, I mean, if you look at the brands, I mean, they're just popping up with all these lifestyle brand hotels. I don't even know the names of all the brands anymore, right? But they're trying to fit what the demand is for that certain type of guest, right? Well, everybody's looking for a lifestyle that they have at home or maybe even a better lifestyle than they have at home, right? So when they travel, and now that guest is that experience-based travel, they're not going to settle for anything less than what they have at home. So when you're traveling and you're wanting to experience everything that the new guest wants, or the guest now wants to experience, you need to have a good night's sleep, right? But also, this is just part of that footprint that you can continue your pattern of whatever wellness is, right? So we're not primary wellness. We're not, people aren't checking in the Embassy Suites to stay in a Pure room today. But while they're there, you know, they will partake in wellness, whether they're working out, whether they're eating healthy, they're just going to continue that healthy lifestyle. Well, if they can have a great night's sleep and they can be in a room where you're not worried about, you know, things that could trigger a respiratory challenge, then that's good for the guest.
And are these, you're doing this in both everything from tie-in resorts all the way down to full-service hotels, select-service hotels, and everything in between?
Hampton Inns to Ritz-Carltons, yep. We have it all. I think we're trying to get more into that upper upscale luxury market, but our sweet spot right now is that corporate traveler or the guest that will stay like an Embassy Suites or a full-service Hilton or a full-service Marriott or Residence Inn, something like that.
Gotcha. All right, so let's roll back a little bit. So you've been with Pure for how long, you said?
17 years.
17 years, so you've been there a while. So tell me about...
I was 10.
Yeah, math seems to work.
Yeah.
So tell me about kind of the early days. I mean, what was your kind of first role? What were you really trying to do versus kind of what you're doing today?
So they didn't know hotel lingo at all. I mean, they just didn't understand hotels. It was a CEO and an operations person who could actually do the work installing the rooms. And they had a more of a janitorial background. So when I came on board, it was really to help them understand, you know, we have our own language in hotels. And so it was helping them understand that. And, you know, when you create a room type, it's not as simple as just creating a room type. So there's a lot that goes into that. So I really was the support and the liaison between once a contract was signed, with helping the hotels and helping Pure connect and onboard the program. And then it kind of morphed into, well, we need to train the front desk on how to talk about this room, and we need to train housekeeping on, you know, that there's really nothing different going on in the room, but what is going on in the room. And so then we built a whole training program around installing. And then we started wanting to see the return on investment. We wanted to see the data, right? How many people were booking these rooms? So then it was, let's build a reporting portal and let's see what that looks like. And okay, we got to train the hotels on that too.
Right.
So that's kind of where my role was. I am now head of commercial, so sales efforts, account management, that really falls under me. And then we have Zach Webster, who heads up our head of operations.
Gotcha. So you've done a little bit of everything in your...
Oh yeah, I've done many installs. I've done it all. So in 17 years, we're a small company. There's only 7 of us plus 5 technicians, and so sometimes you're doing installs, or you're kind of like when you're a select service GM. You might be cleaning a room, you might be doing maintenance, whatever it takes. So
do you have, you know, maybe whether it's here at Pure, or maybe it was in the days when you were on the hospitality side in terms of the hotels. I mean, do you have a kind of a mentor that really helped you at some point in time, or maybe a piece of career advice that you learned at some point in time? Like, what, when you look back to some things that you found really helpful, either who was that, or do you remember what kind of a lesson that you learned from kind of back in the day?
So my dad was instrumental in teaching me never to burn a bridge, and he was a judge, so he hit that home regularly. and in hospitality, you know, it's a small world. So
it's a very small world.
That's a very good piece of advice. But also, early in my career, I worked with Kimmins Wilson, and you can learn so much from that man, or you could learn so much from that man. He's a great storyteller, and in all of his stories were lessons. But oftentimes it circled back to just be nice to the guest and they'll be nice right back to you, you know, or he also taught me don't ever burn a bridge. So,
and so you were a general manager?
No, I actually started in night audit, for him. And, he came, he wanted to test, and he actually came to try to check in at the hotel, you know, thinking I didn't know who he was, and that's how we met. And but he spent a lot of time at our hotel, and then I got promoted to front office manager there.
Gotcha. That's great. Well, he's an icon in,
oh, yeah,
in our industry.
It was great.
So so tell me about kind of maybe what, you know, where Pure is today. You know, what are some of maybe the recent kind of victories or accomplishments or things you're particularly proud of? And maybe what are some of the struggles and the things that you're kind of working through? Kind of give me, so I sit around on my, in the evenings with my children, and we play a game, best worst. Like, and what's the best part of your day? What was the worst part of your day? So a little bit of best worst, but with kind of what you're doing at Pure right now.
Well, I'll start with the best, because that's the most fun. We recently signed an MSA with Atrium Hospitality. And mm-hmm. what's great about that is for about 8 years, we had 14 of their hotels. And they did really well. They liked the program. Well, Atrium decided, hey, you know what? Why don't we roll out our own wellness program in our hotels, and we'll manage it. Well, it just so happens they tried to roll it out right when COVID hit, so that didn't work very well. But as they were coming back and trying to rebound, they tried to resurrect that, and what they realized is that it's very labor intensive, what they wanted to do, and they didn't have the staff to be able to do it, and so the rooms were just not, it wasn't the same in every room. You weren't getting the same experience from the guests. So they called us and said, hey, you know what? We want wellness to be our footprint. We love you. We loved you in our hotels. We'd love to put you in all of our hotels. So we are just finishing up. We'll have 75 hotels with them at the end of March.
That's great.
We have 64 now. And they are a great partner to work with. They promote it, and they want their guests to have the experience. And so we have just really enjoyed this relationship.
That's great.
And then I would say challenges is, you know, we're a B2B and a B2C company. We want the guests to have the ultimate experience, and we want ownerships to have a great return. But it's, how do you get the word out? You know,
right.
It's almost like which came first, the chicken or the egg? Do you go after the guest and try to get demand that way, or do you get hotels to install it without guest demand? You know, what do you do? So we have struggled with that for quite a bit.
Gotcha. All right, so maybe something a little outside of the professional questions. So outside of the office, outside of the your 17 years of Pure, what do you like to do outside the office? You have a certain passion, a hobby? What's Haley doing on the weekends when she's not working?
Well, I live on a cattle ranch, so I'm usually ranching on the weekends. But if I can get away from the cows, I like to go scuba diving, which is my passion. But I think I'm most passionate about college football.
Oh, okay.
And in particular, the LSU Tigers.
Which so, is?
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. All right.
Go
so
Tigers.
So you went to LSU. So
I did.
You're an SEC football.
Unless you're talking about Fanatic. Alabama, and then
we don't even know who that is.
Right.
We don't even kind of address them. So were you a football fan prior to going to LSU, or was that something that got instilled by watching games at Death Valley, and then that kind of just?
Oh no, my father did. Yeah, we forever seasons Saints season ticket holders, and forever LSU.
Did he go to LSU?
Tickets. He did.
Okay,
so and he went to Tulane for law school. So we are Tulane fans too, but we're first and foremost, purple and gold.
Gotcha. Well, so what are your thoughts on the new SEC with all of these new people coming in?
It's really going to be a challenge.
We haven't had sports talk, I think, in the history of Hotels 101. I really want to talk about SEC football.
It is going to be such a challenge. I'm a little worried, and I'm a little interested to see how this is all going to shake out, especially how they're doing the rivalries and things like that. So I'm not an Oklahoma nor a Texas fan.
Oh, we have someone in the studio here that's an OU fan.
Oh,
and
sorry.
I know it's very sad. Now, my father went to Oklahoma State. So when I was a kid, Barry Switzer, for those of you who are young, you may not know who Barry Switzer is, but as the former head football coach at the University of Oklahoma, was kind of the antichrist in our family.
That's like, how I feel about Nick Saban, so.
Anyway, oh, good. So now I know where to, I guess, where to find you. So do you go to games?
Like all of them.
You go to every home game?
I go to every home game, and then we always do one away game. So last
wow.
year I went to Missouri, which I had never been to Mizzou, and I highly recommend it. It's a little bitty stadium, but it's so much fun.
So. All right. So now, so that's cool. So you go to every home game, and then at least one game on the road. Well, yeah, now you're going to have a lot more options of places to visit that you haven't had before.
Right.
Except
exactly.
Why would you want to go to Norman? That's ridiculous.
Just to watch them lose.
Good. All right. So what more broadly, I mean, you are interesting, as you mentioned, that you've got both the experience on the hotel side and as well on the vendor side. So if you were trying to make a pitch to a young person who's thinking about the hospitality business, what do you say to them? Why have you stuck here basically your whole career?
I mean, it's so much fun. It's such hard work, but it's so rewarding. And you know, I loved living in all the different places that I lived. I got to experience things I probably would never have experienced. I lived on an island. I lived on a houseboat for a while. I experienced the Kentucky Derby because our hotel was right there. I mean, it was, you know, there's just things I got to live while I was working, right? Which is terrific. So, if you like to travel, I mean, you could live anywhere in the world and lodging is there. So you could go to Asia if you want to go to Asia, or go to Scotland, or, you know, wherever.
Did you have a favorite of your, because I'll ask you later about a broader question about your favorite hotel, but do you have a hotel amidst those that you worked in pre-Pure that has a special place in your heart for some reason?
I worked on Jekyll Island in Georgia. And that place was one of those places where you could live and you didn't have to lock your doors and you walked everywhere you went and everybody knew you. And I just really loved that feeling. I was in my early 20s, and so it wasn't, you know, you weren't going to be dating anybody.
Yeah, it wasn't hopping.
And if you wanted to do anything, you had to go to Savannah or Jacksonville, right? But I just loved it. It was fun. It was a good time.
Well, that place has grown tremendously. I mean, the amount of business and tourism, and it's kind of one of the places to be now out there. Is that
and even I lived on St. Simon's, and there wasn't fast food or a grocery store or anything, and now they have all of that. So it's a little disappointing, but.
Yeah. So, all right. So if you had to, I guess one question is do you all do only hotels?
We have office space. We have about 57 offices, and that happened because of COVID. But we're primarily focused on hospitality. Gotcha. Look, until every room is a Pure room, we got a lot of rooms to convert. So this is the lane we're staying in right now.
So typically, how is it structured with a hotel owner? When you are coming into a hotel, what are you taking all of the rooms in the hotel? Are you taking a certain percentage of the rooms of the hotel? What's the process of putting Pure? If you have a hotel owner out there going, I'd like to look into this. How is it structured?
We'll take anywhere from 10 to 20% of a hotel's inventory or a floor. It depends on the hotel, how many rooms they have, what they're looking to do, how wellness oriented they are. But normally, just say a floor. You'll take a floor and convert a floor, and then the hotel will charge a modest premium. It could be, if it's a regular corporate hotel, it could be $20 to $25. If it's a destination hotel, the Ritz-Carlton in Lake Tahoe is charging $100 additional a night. But it's anywhere from, say, $30 to $50, $75.
Gotcha. And how long is the process to be able to convert?
So we can convert 5 rooms a day. And part of that is the way that we get the room ready to install the shield that we do and all of that. There's a very deep cleaning that goes on in the room. And by clean, I don't mean like what you think of. It's much more removing fungus and yeast and mold spores and things like that. It has to sit overnight once we do all that.
Gotcha. And then how often does the room need to be worked on? Like I said, are you training the staff of the hotel to do some parts of it? Are you bringing in your own people? Like, how does that
work? Question. It's completely turnkey for the hotel, and we do that by design because, again, we know if the hotel has to do it, it may not get done, right? Or it won't be consistent. So our technicians will do the installation and then come every 6 months. So twice a year, all of the rooms are serviced. And there's something different we do at each maintenance. Sometimes the filters get changed. Sometimes we're cleaning the air handler. Sometimes we're reapplying the shield, but we're always doing air quality checks. We're always making sure the bedding is hypoallergenic and things like that.
Gotcha. All right, so let's roll forward 5 years, 10 years from now. What do you hope Pure is and looks like? What's different about it in the future? And it could be, I don't know if there's aspects of technology that are going to change things. Is it just more size and scale?
We're a brand standard in all major brands, of course. We have a Super Bowl commercial 5 to 10 years from now, right? We hope to be a brand standard someday. I think we need to evolve our program a little bit. We actually have created for the first time a customer advisory board, just starting up next month, and we're bringing in people from the wellness community and people from different ownerships that don't necessarily have Pure rooms, and we're asking them, hey, what is it that, you know, this is a really good fundamental program, but what could we do to enhance the program and bring more business to other hotels and also get more guests in the rooms?
Gotcha. All right, my last question. I'm not saying that you're dying, but you only have one more. You have one stay in a hotel, one last trip, vacation that you can take anywhere in the world. It can be someplace you've been, someplace you've never been, doesn't really matter. But one hotel. What hotel are you staying in and why?
I'm going to Ramon's Village and Resort in San Pedro, Ambergris Key in Belize.
Okay. That is the first time we've had a Belize answer on the show.
Have you ever been to Belize?
I've not been to Belize.
You need to go.
I hear that.
It's fabulous.
All right, so tell me about it.
Really, it's 4-star, but it's huts, right? And it's the most unpretentious place on the earth, on the planet. They put you in a hammock when you get there. They bring you the local beer. It's called Billiken beer. They bring you the beer, and they just tell you whatever you need. You just tell us. We'll get it for you. And then they literally come to your hut in the morning to get you to go diving or fishing or whatever you want to do and take you out and then bring you back. And they'll cook your what you caught, if you caught anything or, you know, whatever. And it's just you're like family. And so you never want to leave.
So and when did you go there? For what? Like, how did you find this place?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I've been diving forever, and I went the first time I didn't stay there, but I went there for, like, to listen to music. Okay. And actually, have you ever heard of Jerry Jeff Walker?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So he had a place there, and he was actually there just playing his guitar.
Oh, that's cool.
And then I started looking into it more and stayed there the next two or three times I went down there. And so now that's the only place I'll stay.
Gotcha. So how many times have you been down there?
A lot.
So you're like a regular.
That is, you know, 6 or 7, not okay. That many.
So you, when you walk in the place, they kind of all
they know
say
my name.
Okay.
Oh yeah, they know me.
That's great. And so then, but your deal, you mentioned earlier, you've got a passion for scuba diving. Mm-hmm. So there's some sites down there that you particularly enjoy.
Second largest reef, barrier reef in the world, second to Australia. So it's beautiful, and it you know now. Belize is much more of a destination than it used to be. Mm-hmm. So it used to be that you could dive and you would not see anybody else. But now you see more people. But it's fun. I mean, there's a lot to see, and it's a big area. There's a big ocean out there, so you can go to a lot of different places. And
that's great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we have the first answer of Belize in our hotel question.
Highly recommend it.
That's great. Well, it's good to know. Well, Haley, I appreciate you taking the time to come see us today.
Thank you for inviting me. I've enjoyed it.
Absolutely. It was awesome. Thanks, everybody, for joining us for this episode, Fat Tuesday episode of this is, by the way, coffee. If we had thought about this earlier, maybe I'd made this bourbon or something. But thanks you for coming to the 12th episode of Hotels 101, and we will see you all next time.